Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to learn from the Sefer Avodas Avodah, from the Tosha Rebbe Zatzal, Parshas Shmini. The Rebbe begins by quoting from the Bayom HaShmini, the opening of the Parsha discussing the eighth day of the Miluim. And it says, on the eighth day when all the Korbanos were brought, it says the Gemara Megillah, Yudam Beis, which says, Bayom HaShmini V'tanya, we learned also Hayom, that day, Haisa Simcha Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiyom Shinivru Bo Shemayim Va'aretz. There was a tremendous joy for Hashem, like the day that He created heaven and earth. So what does that mean? How could you talk about what's such a great simcha that all of a sudden it's now Biyom HaShemini and now they're bringing korbanos? That's a great, like, Shemayim Va'aretz. It's a little of a difficulty to try to understand what the overall simcha is specifically about this. And then later on, in the parsha, in Perek Tes, the Psukim read, Vayava Moshe V'yaron El Oel Moed, V'yetzu V'yavarachu Esa'am, V'yirach V'od Hashem El Kol Ha'am. So Moshe and Aram go into the Oel Moed, they came out and they gave a bracha to everybody, and then V'yirach V'od, the whole glory of Hashem appeared to all the people. And then in Chaf Dalet, it says, V'teitze Eish Mifnei Hashem, a fire came out from Hashem, V'toichel Al Mizbeach, Esa olav, esa chalovim, and it consumed all the burnt offerings and the fats. Vayakolam, vayaronu, vayiplu al penehem. They were saying praises to Hashem, and then they fell upon their faces. Vayiplu al penehem. So the second question Tosh Rebbe asks is: it wasn't enough that the glory of Hashem, Kvod Hashem, comes out back in Pasuk Chav Gimel, and nope, that's not enough. Then Vateitzeish, a fire comes out, and ooh-wah, now all of a sudden everybody is a tremendous shevach. Why was it enough to see the Kvod of Hashem in the first place? That's the second question. And finally, the Rebbe asks towards the end of the parsha, what's the smichus aparshios? Why is the topics of the Michael's asuros, the forbidden foods, connected to this idea of Biyom Shmini Miluim? On the eighth day of the korbanos that were offered. So again, just to quickly chaz the three questions. What does it mean when the Gemara Megillah tells us that Bayom Shmini, that there was a simcha for Hashem, just like the day that Shemayim Va'aretz were created? Why is it in the Parsha that the Klal Yisrael does not necessarily have such a strong reaction when they see the Kavod of Hashem, but it's only afterwards, Vateitze Eish, the fire comes down and consumes the korbanos, that they have a tremendous Shevach for Hashem and fall on their faces? And finally, what's the connection between at the end the two topics of the forbidden foods and the eighth day korbanos? So the Rebbe explains by quoting a Tanchum in Parshas Naso. The Tanchuma says, Nis'ava shielo dira b'tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a dira, literally an apartment, a dwelling place, an abode in this lowly world. Now it's interesting, the verb, Nis'ava, Hashem had a taiva. So the Baal Tanya says, you can't ask any questions on a taiva, it is, that's what I like. Why does a person like chocolate ice cream? Why does a person like vanilla ice cream? I can't explain to you, it just is. So we can't ask any questions why, we can just say, this is what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted to have a dira b'tachtonim. And the Zohar says, the tachlis of this entire world is to reveal the light of Hashem, specifically in the lowest places. And that's why we had a commandment to build the Mishkan. We know the famous drasha, it's not really from Chazal, Va'osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, right, that the, I think it's the Alshlich, he points out, that V'Shachanti B'Socham is B'Socho. No, inside every single one of us, a Mishkan inside of each one of us, a place where Hashem can reveal Himself. And the two concepts are intertwined. By revealing Hashem's presence in the Mishkan, so too, it's a revelation of Hashem's presence in the hearts of the Bnei Yisrael. However, Kol Zman, the Bnei Yisrael, hadn't yet purified themselves from the Cheta Egel, so there was a Zuhama, there was a ritual impurity that was still there. It was taken away at Har Sinai. When we were standing by Har Sinai, we had such a clarity, we had such a Tahara, we understood that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then after the Cheta Egel, so that prevented us from having a Hashoras HaShechina on a permanent basis, maybe temporarily, but nothing on a permanent basis at all. However, that changes. Here, our parsha, the eighth day, Biyom HaShmini, the eighth day of the Miluim, so now the korbanos are brought specifically to be mechaper for the Cheta Egel, to return, put the Shechina back into the hearts of every single Yid. The Pesukim read, Vayomer El Aaron, Kach Lecho Egel Ben Bokor, Lechatos, Va'ayel Le'ola Tamimim, V'hakrib Lifnei Hashem. So you bring these korbanos. What does Rashi say on the pasuk, Kach lecha egel, lehodia shemechaper lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al egel zeh, al maiseh ha'egel she'oso. That the korbanos that are being brought now is to show and to reveal that there's an atonement for that whole incident with the Cheta Egel. That's important. And then in Pasuk Dalad, Vishor Va'ayel Lishlomen Lizboach Lifnei Hashem, Umincha Bluva Bashemen, Ki Hayom Hashem Nira Aleichem. Today Hashem is going to appear to you, says Rashi again, Lashros Shchinoso Bamase Yedeichem. That Hashem is going to, there's going to be Hashor Sashchin again. It's coming back now. And now Davka, after the Korbanos were brought, that's why there is a Gili Hashchina. But even after all this, the Korbanos still had to be accepted. In order that there should be a complete Kapara, and again, returning the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they waited. The Klal Yisrael waited to see what's the reaction going to be. And when the Korbanos were accepted, it caused a tremendous Simcha. But nevertheless, they thought, maybe this is only Derech Arai. Maybe it's only going to be for a temporary. But when the fire comes down, V'Teitze Eish Miflifnei Hashem, V'Toichel El Av Mizbeach, so then, we've got it now. We got back our full kapara, and the automatic result of that is V'Yiplu Al Peneihem. They fell on their faces. So to understand why falling upon their faces is the appropriate reaction, is the result of this. So the Tosha Rebbe quotes from the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya brings in the Likutei Torah a beautiful idea based on what we say in Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim. U'mipnei chata'enu galina me'artzenu. Because of our sins, we've been exiled from our land. V'nisrachakmi al admasein, we were distanced from the Adama. V'ein anachni yechulm la'alos v'leiraos l'hishtachavos lefanecha. So we're not able to go up, alias haregel, to be seen and to bow down in front of you. V'lasos chavosein b'beis b'chira secha, and to perform the obligations that we have to do in the beis b'chira. So the Baal HaTanya asks a question. What do you mean? What does that mean? V'leiraos l'hishtachavos. I understand I can't go there, there's no base medrash, but I can't bow down now? I can go to shul. I go to my base medrash. I can pull aside a few chairs. We do bow down. Yom the Roim. We bow down. The Chasim bows down. Everybody bows down. But explains the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe says, no, we can only do a chitzonius type of bowing. But pnimius, we can't do that. Physically, I could bow down, but it's just not the same thing. In the base HaMikdash, when a person did that, he became bottle. He fell down like Daniel fell down in front of Hashem, like Avram Avinu fell down in front of Hashem. That type of reality that I'm totally bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what a Yid experienced when they were in Beis HaMikdash on the Yontiv. And that Koach HaBittul remained in the hearts of the Yid and throughout the entire year. That's what we're lamenting. That's what we're screaming about in the Musaf. We were so sad that we can't get back to there. That's the Inyan. To see the Hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bow down. So we're davening for the Geula. That's what we want, to once again have that concept of Bittul. You think about it, that's really the entire theme of what we say at the end of every single one of our tefillos, in Aleinu. The whole Vort in Aleinu is a request to get back to that place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so on. V'yadat ayom v'hoshevos lavecha ki Hashem hu'elokim b'shamayim imal v'ha'aretz mitachas einod. To realize that Hashem is b'shamayim v'aretz. That's the dira b'tachtonim. B'aretz, down here in this lowly world. That's what we want. So now we understand, that's why the reaction was V'yiplu Al Peneihem. They fell down. Because after the korbanos were accepted, the fire came down, the kapora now, from the Chet HaEgel, they once again became bottled and gansen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we can understand the first question the Rebbe asked. That's what Chazal meant. The Gemara Megillah said there was such a simcha like Bria Shemayim V'aretz, because that's the tachlis. The tachlis of creation has been achieved when we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in this world. And just like on a national level, there has to be a tahara from the tumah, from the zumas, a guf that had crept in. So too each and every person. All of us. Even now, b'zman hazeh, there's no mishkan. Each person makes himself or herself into a mikdash ma'at. We have to be careful with tumah. We have to be careful with inappropriate things. And that's a beautiful idea. The Kedushas Levi asks why, when discussing the very beginning of the parsha, which discusses with the Michael Sasuros, so the pasuk says, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe v'el Aaron lemor aleihem. It's a strange way of saying it. Lemor aleihem? Speak about them? So it's going to be said about them? So he connects, we know, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when Bissia wanted to nurse him, so the Chazal tell us that he wouldn't take from it, he wouldn't take from the non-kosher milk, because in the future, right, the Shechinah Midaberes Mitoch Grono, the Shechinah is going to speak for him, so too, he wouldn't take a non-kosher source. So you and I, lemor aleihem for all the Klai Yisrael, the Rebbe quotes a pasuk in Yoel, Paragimel, the nibu v'nechem uvenoseichem.
your sons and your daughters will prophesy. There'll be a nevuah. So too each and every one of us. Lay more aleihem. Speak about them, about the Klal Yisrael, says the Kedushas Levi. That's why we don't have we're so careful not to avoid forbidden foods, because the Shechin is going to speak from us. Creates a different type of hanhagas ha'adam when a person realizes how chashiv they are. And that's why the parshiyos are connected. The third question that the Tosh Rebbe asked was, what's the smichus ha'parshiyos between B'yom HaShemini Miluim and the forbidden foods? To show us that even bizman hazeh, a person has to be so careful to make himself into a mikdash ma'at, to avoid anything that might prevent the Shechina from being revealed in his own personal life. And what emerges from all this, explains the Rebbe, that the tachlis of our avoda in this world is to make a mokum within ourselves for Hashras HaShechina. And to make the neshama the ikr, and our guf tofel to that. And not only inside of us, but in our homes. Our homes also have a bechina, an aspect of a mikdash ma'at. So to make it clear to the people in our homes, to our spouses, to our children, that true value is in the ruchnias, it's not in the gashmias. Not to make olam hazeh, our eating, and our drinking, and our sleeping, and our luxuries, not to make that the ikr. And he continues and talks about midos ra'os. If the whole idea that we're developing is to create a place for the Shechina to be inside of us as well, so midos ra'os prevent the Shechina. A machlokis, lashon hara, kas, kapdonos, all of these terrible things can drive away the Shechina. He quotes the Gemara in the Dharam and Chavbeis, kol ha-koes komine gehinim sholtem bo, anyone who gets angry, that gehinim moves over him. And he's medayik that it says, present tense, that a person who is always angry, so Gehinnom, is his whole life is one big Gehinnom. And we think about this, he explains, it's so important the way that parents conduct themselves. How so? If a parent hears that our kid's Rebbe and Yeshiva didn't treat their child correctly, right, he immediately gets angry, he gets machbid, he starts screaming, so then the kid looks at that and says, whoa, that's an okay reaction. When something happens, it's not what I liked, I didn't get my way, something happened that upset me, so it's okay to lose your temper. And ironically, the parent is so careful about the kid's chinuch by reacting that way, that could destroy the child's chinuch. A father and mother, they have to behave with hachna and with anava. If this something happened, if somebody did something to a person, they spoke against them, they treated somebody in an inappropriate way, so says the Rebbe, that's a Simon of Shemaim, there has to be a little bit of emes to that. There's a little bit of emes. He brings a raya from Rashi by the Meraglim. When the Meraglim came and says, Zvas chalav devash, right? There has to be a little bit of emes with the sheker in order for this. So even if a person does something inappropriate, that doesn't excuse them. But a person has to be humble and to pause and to calmly respond. Not to respond from a place of anger, but to talk to that person calmly, please don't do that again. And then when the one who acted inappropriately sees your response, they'll have charata, and then the children from that learn how to respond. Because not everything in life goes the way we want it to. So the kids have to learn to see from the parents, primarily, how to respond when these things happen. That humbles a person. To be insulted, to have something happen that's an avla, and not to get upset, not to respond, then a person has a softness to them. They'll be able to hear musr, to hear tochacha in a healthy way. And when they have a healthy way, then that will enable true religious growth. And that's what we're here in this world for. Our avodas avoda is to truly grow and become avdei Hashem. So, in the zechus of learning the Parsha Shmini and understanding that the whole purpose of why we're here is to make a dira b'tachtonim, to make a nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zoichet to be mekayim the Rebbe's inspirational words.